Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Recall for a moment that last Sunday, during the previous episode in the Gospel, when two members of Jesus' inner circle, James and John, asked him for a favor. To which Jesus replied, "What do you want me to do for you?" Their response was startling. "Jesus, we want to sit at your left and your right in the owner's box at the 50-yard line at big game." Or words to that effect. This afternoon, by contrast, we hear about a blind and persistent beggar named Bartimaeus, to whom the Lord posed the same question, "What do you want me to do for you?" His answer, "Master, that I may recover my sight." After being granted his gift, he followed the Lord as a disciple. So let's stop for a moment and ask ourselves, who is truly blind in these two tales? Bartimaeus, though not able to see Jesus physically, caught a glimpse of him through eyes of faith. In contrast, James and John lacked not only sight, but insight as well. Today's gospel is a tale about Bartimaeus regaining his sight. However, it's a story about so much more. For the poor beggar also represents you and me. In the accounts from Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus' journey to Jerusalem takes on the character of a spiritual drama. And during the second act, you and I and Bartimaeus are crying out for help. The exchange between this poor blind man and the Lord invites a bit of self-examination and forces us to consider these questions. Do you and I define our relationship with Jesus narrowly and fearfully, with fear, as if looking through him and life through a straw? Or do we see the world not as it is, but as we imagine it to be, with tunnel vision, as through a tube? Or do we ask God for the grace to see ourselves as well as others and the events around the world through God's eyes using a wide-angle lens? In the midst of all the turmoil occurring in our church at the moment, the story of Bartimaeus should offer us some consolation. For after all, this was his prayer of last resort. He was a blind beggar sitting by the side of the road. All that he could say was, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And at times, we might feel that same sense of helplessness, that sense of frustration, that concern about what the future might hold. There was another side to Bartimaeus, however, and one that we shouldn't forget. This man was able to summon up the courage that you and I often struggle to find. His persistence, his lack of fear, his trust in Jesus stopped Jesus in his tracks. As a consequence, Jesus' response to this man was uncomplicated. He asked simply, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, for a moment, let's look at this passage from another perspective. Suppose we were able to turn the tables on Jesus and ask him, "Lord, what do you want me to do for you? How do you want me to use my gifts and talents, harness my hopes and desires to help this church of ours to become all it longs to be, all it can be, all it must be?" This Thursday, we celebrate All Saints' Day. It's a feast when we honor men and women who are canonized for their piety and their service to the church and to God's people in the world. But it's also an opportunity to recall all of those saints who've been part of your life and mine, people living and dead. Men and women who in years past and continuing through today help shape our church community, our families, our relationships, and our view of the world, all for the better. For a moment, call to mind those people in your life who were saints for you. Those who, by the way in which they live and lived, remind you about what's actually important in life, about the true nature of church, about everyone and everything that's worth giving your life for. In your mind's eye, picture those many uncanonized members to be found among your family, friends, and colleagues. As I look at those gathered here to have their child and godchild baptized and their friends and families, I'm reminded of the saintly act of parenting. You, dear friends, take on the responsibility for teaching these children of God's love. As well, our entire Catholic community at Stanford is called upon to model saintly values to these children and to all young children. Now, how's this for a handy definition of a saint? A saint is one who exaggerates what the world and church have forgotten. The gospel passage for All Saints' Day is taken from Matthew chapter 5, the tale of the Beatitudes. It lists the virtues and attitudes that we're to cultivate and practice in order to have this wide-angle view of the world. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who show mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers. If we're ever to set our church on the right course, so many of these elements will have to be part of the process. Jesus asked Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" As we ask the Lord, "What do you want me to do for you?" He provides us an answer in the story of the Beatitudes. Embrace the needy. Give of yourself to others. Form your desires to be more like Jesus and the saints. And not just with people in general, but with members of our Catholic community here at Stanford and throughout the campus in our vicinity. In a world and a church that can be so often filled with blindness and a lack of vision, you and I are called to be more like Bartimaeus, who professed his faith in Jesus. He came to have a wide-angle view of the world and followed the Lord ever after. In making their request for places at his right and left hand, James and John missed the point of Jesus' message. In contrast, Bartimaeus, even though he was blind, had eyes to see and ears to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. In giving him sight, the Lord acknowledged that fact. As we celebrate the Supper of the Lord this afternoon and look forward to the Feast of All Saints later this week, let's pray that we might have the faith of that Bartimaeus displayed so clearly, and that we, like him, may be true disciples of the Lord and a force for transformation in our church and in the world.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.